rabbit, 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 rabbit.
You got a beautiful chin. You got beautiful skin. You got a beautiful face. You got taste.
Welcome to the first episode of the Shoot and Stew podcast, where we discuss your latest critter kills and how best to cook up them vittles for supper. I am one of your hosts today, EJ Fudd Birdie Fry, and if you have a critter you recently exterminated with some extreme prejudice, we have a tasty recipe for you to put that varmint carcass to good use. We'd like to thank our sponsor today, Varmint Hunter 2, available now in stores not near you. And on the podcast today, I have one Robin L. Knock'em Over Del Catsup. I also have a Mark Marsupial Road Killix. And finally, we've got Nicole Amarillo Dillo Pie. happy April Fool's Day, everybody. Of course, this is your Overseas Connection podcast, episode 415. We had to have a little bit of fun. Come on. So we're live right now. If you're watching us on the Twitch, that's twitch.tv OC podcast, you're going to find a group of just friendly, more wise, mature gamers to guide you through your video game news and just talk about life. So as I noted, I am EJ Fudd Birdie Fry, or also known as Murphy's Law, OC Murphy's Law on, Twitter. And, of course, Robin L. Knock'em Over Del Catsup is also better known as Bongo the Sane.
Buggy, how you doing? My God.
I'm doing
that
great.
Was fantastic, Greg. Jesus Christ. I knew you were going to do something, but, you know, there you go. Hey, we're in matching over vests tonight. Do we pick the same blue tonight?
Does yours have
boobs?
No.
No,
Chevy.
Did you say moves?
Moves.
Yeah. Yep.
Mine does. Mine has boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Robin Tate here in Ballymena in Northern Ireland. At Bongo the Sane is where you get me, and it's good to be on the show. And I'm going to sit back and relax while this young man works his way through a podcast, and let's see how he gets on with the hosting.
I know, this is my first time. I'm a little nervous. Also on the show today, Nicole, better late than never, Radowski.
Nicole. I was burnt.
I know.
No,
I
know.
But only half my face is, like, half my body is burnt. Just the half.
Were
that
you
was
driving?
We had 3 70-minute soccer games today.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah, I once did the kind of half burn my body because I was driving and the sun was like driving down to Los Angeles. The sun was always on my left and out the window. Just, yeah, not a
God,
good
that idea. That used to be a problem here. Mark, do you remember sunroofs, when sunroofs were the thing to have?
Yeah.
So I know
I he was going to say, do you remember the sun, Mark?
No. having a sunroof in the UK was sort of a status symbol in the 80s and 90s. I remember actually taking a Fiat Uno to get a sunroof cut into it.
Yeah.
But the problem with the sunroofs is when they went right back, and if you drove a lot, you always seem to get burnt on one side of your scalp, depending on where the sun was. That's it, sunroofs. Yeah, did you know there's more soft-top cars sold in the UK than anywhere in Europe?
Which is amazing, because you would think that would be the last place you guys would want a soft-top car.
Look, I tell you what, last weekend there was two good days. Now, temperature-wise, it was good, maybe 14, 15 degrees, whatever that is
here.
In your money.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
Okay? It is for us.
And as soon as the sun comes out, give it an hour over here, and people strip off. So I seen a guy walking down the road in the afternoon with his T-shirt wrapped around his waist, bare-chested, and just because the sun was out. It doesn't take us long. So, and then the very next day, we're all, like, bright red.
Right.
And that's what happens. So, that's what we do. We make the most of it because we don't get a lot of it.
You got to make the most of it. And speaking of making the most of it, our final host to introduce, Mr. Mark Wright, Markanix.
Hello. Yes, Markanix on everything, Xbox Live, Steam, Twitter, PSN. Just keep to one name, people. It makes it easy for everyone.
All right.
And I liked, awesome. The, I liked your intro. Was that inspired by Kim from last week?
Oh, 100%.
And a beaver suit.
Everybody is now just curious about what Kim is going to kill next and what she might actually eat next.
She actually, I was driving down to the office, and I didn't know whether I was hungry or feeling ill. I just couldn't work out which one it was. Like, what has that girl not et?
Yeah.
I mean, no. She would munch down on anything.
Oh.
I was going to say, in fairness, Robin, you probably could keep pace with Kim.
Yeah.
Although you have different means of taking little animals out.
Knocking them over. Yeah.
Kim,
yeah, well, I mean this week I have moved my chickens into a multi-story development. I moved them out of the garden and behind the man cave way over here, not in the man cave, behind it. And now they're on a multi-layer, and about 8 feet up in the sky now is the cat house. So the chickens are now working, I cut holes and designed it and drew it out and measured and we'd all go. And Judith stopped me at making a 3D model of how it was going to be. I think I was getting into it a wee bit too much last weekend. But the chickens have moved and it's we've got a big, big garden back again. It's lovely. So, yeah, would I kill one of my chickens to eat it? I will eat their eggs. Yeah.
Have you ever killed one of your chickens and ate it?
Yeah. So when we got the chickens, they were eggs. The eggs came first, and we incubated them. So I think there was seven we incubated. And we didn't really want roosters, one for the noise, and two with the kids being around because they can be vicious little buggers.
Right, they get a little aggressive.
And
so do chickens.
You can't really tell straight away. So at the first cock-a-doodle-doo, two of them I brought into my tool room behind me over there and took a big knife and put them away. My kids never looked at me the same. They were sheepish around me for a day or two.
And I don't blame them, especially when you say stop yelling.
It was horrible. It was horrible. I have never killed anything like that on purpose in my life. I felt a little bit like Dexter. Because people say you have to wring their necks, but I sort of held it down and had my big chef's knife and went, whack, whack. Oh, dear, it was terrible. It was horrible.
No. This is the reason why I go to the grocery store to get my meat.
Yeah.
I'm quite sure Kim picks chickens up and wrings her neck with the teeth and stuff. And
she goes to the grocery store like normal folk. My grandmother, however, used to she'll grab one up, pick it up, snap, and we're plucking feathers.
I know, Nicole, but when Kim goes to the grocery store, there's a little guy sitting on the porch outside with a banjo going, ding-a-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding.
Doesn't live in West Virginia.
No, she does not. She does not. And for the record, Kim goes to the grocery store for things like vegetables, that kind of thing.
Jesus,
sorry. Y'all are so mean. She better be glad she's not on here because she does. She
Kim knows we love her.
I was watching this caught part of this documentary this week about Utah, and I can't believe that I'm going to Nevada later on in a few weeks' time, and the next state over is Utah. And they were talking about plural marriage.
Polygamy, and, yes.
Holy crap. What is that all about?
It's not legal.
Huh?
It's no longer legal as far as I know in Utah, but of course it still happens? Goes on. It's
why
a religious
thing.
Why
would you want more than one wife? It's hard enough keeping one wife happy. Sorry, Jenny.
Well, this guy had three.
Well, when you start hearing them talking about it, and when they start being all logical about it,
it actually makes sense.
At one point, you're like, I kind of get that. But no. And even the wives will talk about it. And they'll be like, it's practical. This way, I don't have to worry about Tim trying to be all up in my business all the time. I can get my own breaks, whatever. But
it's just marriage anyway. No. But when this guy, his brother died and he had two wives and children. So it was his dying wish that he would marry his wives so they would be in a family together. Oh, God, it's so complicated.
Yeah. Are you talking about the show Sister Wives?
No, it was One Man, Three Wives, I think it was called. Yeah.
Either way.
Utah.
Either way, no.
Get pro bono. Yeah.
So while we're on about the quirks of America, can I just play the clip from Fraser?
By all means.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can't really decide whether I'm going to buy the Disney Princess fishing rod or the shotgun shells.
Yeah, it's important to put in context here, folks, that for those listening to the audio side, he was at a Walmart store. We're pretty sure Walmart or some kind of small convenience store that had Disney Princess fishing rods, and right next to them on the shelf, next to the fishing rods for Disney Princess, were rows and rows of shotgun shells.
That's absolutely ridiculous. There's no way on this earth a Disney Princess would fish.
Exactly. Exactly.
Pocahontas would,
yes.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I don't know. Do we consider her a princess?
She's the chief's daughter.
What does that make her, though? Does that make her a princess? Or is there? I'm pretty sure there's probably a different name for that. As in chief's daughter.
She's technically a royalty, though. Technically.
Yes. Technically. Also on the losing side of things. Just factual.
Oh, come on. No scalping. There's no need for that.
All right. Hey, we're a video game podcast. In case you didn't know this, we're only, a good 15 minutes into the show, and we haven't talked about anything other than roadkill. We like to talk about video games here. So why don't we get into – well, okay. Before we get into video games, we actually have to get into some interesting side stories from our past week, which Mark –
yes.
I think really you have the only story that really needs to be discussed here.
Yes.
Well, okay, real quickly. Fun fact from my good friend and brother that I never would want, Gary DeFelice. 2017 marks the 100th anniversary of the U.S. entering World War II.
Oh.
Now this makes the Call of Duty game make more sense.
Hang on a minute. World War II wasn't 100 years ago.
World War One was.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's World War One.
Yeah.
Gary D. Police.
Fake news.
April Fools.
April Fools.
Yeah. It would also help better. If I had, in fairness to Gary, I misread that. That's on me.
Gary.
Oh, dear. I hope your tooth's okay, son. I hope you got it all fixed.
I hope that tooth fucking hurt a lot.
Yeah, I couldn't do bloody painkiller. It was ridiculous. Halfway across the world, country. God, you could have made an effort, Gary. Come on.
Yes.
Come on, he's not that bad. Is he? Uh-oh.
I guess. All right, anyway, Mark.
Yes.
Most important story to come out of all of our past weeks, because basically none of us actually did anything interesting except for you.
Yes, I finally seen Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. Yeah, really enjoyed it. The beginning, I found the beginning a bit disjointed, where it was flicking between different planets and areas, but I soon got the gist of it. Yeah, really good. And how it sort of like leads right up to the beginning of A New Hope. So very good.
I know they made a conscious effort not to do the text scroll.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about,
and I missed that.
But yeah. I would like to. They could have done that.
They didn't use the proper theme music, neither did they.
No, I was actually okay with that. To me, that was enough of a break. But not having the text crawl and not having the music, I was like, okay, this you've gone too far now.
Yeah.
I've lodged my.
He's annoyed by yellow letters disappearing off the screen. Sick.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of spacey things, and you liked it. I've been all spacey this week as well. Mass Effect in your face. So spacey. I listened to another this week, and I just couldn't. I powered through it in just a couple of days, and it's called I Am Legion, I Am Bob, and it's friggin' brilliant. It's funny.
Is it a Mass Effect book?
No, it's not, but it's sort of related. It's about this guy American software engineer, just sold his company for billions and gazillions of monies, and he's in Las Vegas with his friends celebrating, and it just happens to be at a nerd convention there, and he's crossing the road, he gets knocked down and killed. That morning he had been to a place where they do cryogenic freezing, and he had signed up. So he was being froze because he had the money now to do it. So it steps forward then several hundred years. There's been a massive war in the world. It's all disjointed. Brazil is now a superpower. Everything has gone to hell. There's been nuclear war. And he comes to consciousness again. And he's not back in his body, but he's a piece of software. He's in a thing. And he's getting set up to be sent out into this probe that goes way out into deep space to colonize the universe and the galaxies by like a onboard printer, like a 3D printer that can recreate itself. So okay. He recreates himself and his own intelligence and copies of him. And it's all out in space, and it's funny, and it's so well written, and it made me laugh, and I'm dying for more. There's another book coming soon. Just, I could not recommend this enough. If you're into that Mass Effect, Star Trek-y, space adventure, yeah, just brilliant.
All right.
So it's called I Am Legion, I Am Bob.
Because you said you got it on audiobook, correct?
Yeah, yeah, and on what do you call it, Audible, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm assuming, and to me, audiobooks can be hit and miss, and I say hit and miss from the standpoint of the person doing the audio. I typically like when why is Gary Lever? Anyway,
is Gary Lever?
I saw Gary Lever popping up on a Skype call.
I have to correct you there, Greg. It's Gary DeLever.
Thank you. Yeah, correct. Oh, yeah. Correct. DeLever. Gary DeLever.
Yep.
Anyway, we don't need that has been on the show. I audiobooks to me, if the person doing the reading makes an effort, they don't have to be great at it, but at least they make an effort to do some different voices, playing the roles.
This is one guy, but he does this different voices. He emotes. He almost acts it through.
Okay, almost
dramatized.
All right.
Yeah. So really, really good. So I'd really recommend that. And if you want to, if you're not an Audible member, we actually should sign this up because I keep on talking about Audible. You get your first month free. So you get one book free. You sign up.
Right, right. It's like you sign up, and if I remember correctly, the way it works, you get one credit per month.
Yeah.
Right. And then any other books you have to buy. But and usually books are typically one credit.
Hmm. So, I mean, I've been on a real trip because I drive so much, and it's great to listen to these when I'm driving. But I've also run through and watched, and it's because of Mass Effect, The Martian this week as well. And I've been dipping in and out of Apollo 13 and all the spacey stuff because I'm so Mass Effect up. So
let's talk about Mass Effect. Yeah, let's talk about it. Three out of four of us, and I know Nicole is busy at the moment, so it's perfect timing. Let's talk about Mass Effect. We have been
not that she would have much to say about it.
Well, no, I know she wouldn't. She wouldn't be at all, and that's okay. This is perfect timing, if you ask me, in terms of the podcast. But yeah, so Mass Effect. Thoughts after a solid week of play.
Yeah, I still love it. I mean,
love it.
So.
I don't understand all these.
What do you want to hear? What do you want to hear?
Things.
Well, no. So to me, I'm still enjoying the game, and it definitely is opening up more as you get further into it. I think it actually starts getting in terms of like its interest level to me has picked up a little bit more as I've gone deeper into the story. However, I will say. And it is a shame that some of the graphical stuff in terms of the character animations, they still just every once in a while, they've gotten better, ironically, as I've gotten further into the game. And it almost makes me wonder if that intro area was, like, I don't know, rushed. But there's still once in a while where they you have that weird face or the weird walk, and it does take you out of that moment for a brief moment.
Just a bit. I don't give a shit. Honestly, I think it's
It's not going to stop me from playing it. Mm-hmm. But it is a shame, and I'm very curious. We have a news story that we'll get into later on, but I'm just wondering how much they really can do in terms of patches, in terms of fixing things. They've talked about it. How much can they really do? Because this is a big game, and I imagine, any kind of fixes, I'm guessing, are not going to be animation fixes. That's my gut.
Okay. Well, look, I'm playing as a female. I'm playing as Sarah.
Right. From my understanding is like they've said that her facial animation is probably the worst out of the two.
I don't mind. I think it's all right. Honestly, now and again, it's a bit stiff. And again, I honestly think it's because there's so many ultra close-ups where it's not 10 feet back. It's you're right in their face. It is very, very close there, in this game more than the other ones. So that uncanny valley is even more obvious. I love her personality. I love that at this moment in time, she's quite like almost quite innocent. And not quite worldly, and I think as it develops, she'll maybe get a stronger and more forceful. But I just think she's great. I think it's fun. I have been OCD about it. I haven't really left EOS and the Nexus yet. I'm going around doing tons and tons of stuff. What was it? Firefighters one and going to get stuff for somebody and dropping a necklace off on the top of a mountain and scanning for this, that, and the other. And we little side storylines are all opening up. Did you battle a big, big monster thing on EOS that was trapped in one of the containers? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that sort of stuff was, I thought was really cool. The combat is brill.
Yep. I've left EOS and I've ventured out to the next planet.
Onion or what something or Oni something beginning with O,
And that to me is there's a good kind of story beat that happens there when you do make that that next mission. Because it kind of is going to trigger some things.
Yeah, is that the one that looks like Avatar World with the plant life? Yeah, it's beautiful there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, to get to the most important part of Mass Effect, I've been trying it on with everybody.
Right.
So I've got a little list of possibles and maybes and definite no's, and I've been turned down so many times. I felt really terrible. I mean, in the ship, I got turned down by Gil. Okay.
Right.
No, you're not my type. Liam's more my type. I'm like, fucking hell. Then I go to Cora. And she goes, no, I'm really into demand sort of thing,
Right.
So, but PB, I think's a definite yes.
She's game for anything.
Two-timing bitch. She's supposed to be getting on with me.
I think Suvi, the ginger-haired preacher girl, bit of ginger, is a definite yes. She's already agreed to have dinner with me.
Well, you just like her accent.
No. She said, I told her she was cute and she said it was mutual back again. So I think there's going to be a bit of action there. I think Vetra is a definite maybe.
No, and the, can't go there.
No, I need to pick a bag of the red.
I just have bad visuals of any kind of oral type thing with Vetra. She doesn't have a very...
Yeah. And Lexi, the doctor, well, I think she would, but she's sort of held under constraint of a professional thing at the moment. So we went down that avenue. She says, well, I don't really fraternize with my patients.
Yeah,
but I think somewhere down the line, there might be a situation where I might be able to take advantage of that. That's what Mass Effect's all about.
No, actually, it's not, first of all. But also, Robin, you're a whore.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah.
To be honest, the relationship stuff, I feel like it is such a distraction at times with the Mass Effect games because, of course, everybody's trying to figure out, should I, shouldn't I? And just to be very frank, for me, the main storyline of Mass Effect, of the science fiction aspect of it, that is the stuff that I really care about. I really don't care one whiff about the sex stuff.
It's like, well, I want a whiff. I need a whiff.
Yeah, I know. Mm. You're also Mexican-Irish, so that makes sense. Makes sense.
Maybe.
Here's a question.
Okay.
One, Mark.
Yes.
A question to you. Do you care about the relationship stuff?
I think it's a nice little side distraction. And you do get attached to some of the characters. Well, I did in the other Mass Effect games, mainly in 1 and 2. If it wasn't there, I wouldn't be too bothered. But it's a nice little side distraction.
Okay. Now, the question that I wanted to ask earlier, which is, I know you were saying you didn't mind your character's facial animations. Robin, did you customize your character or did you go with stock?
No, I learned that lesson. I once tried to make a character look like me, and it didn't work out too well. So I leave that well alone now. So I stay with the stock character.
Also, probably especially important since you were making a female.
Well, I have the right to be female if I want to be.
Absolutely. And in certain areas, you can use whatever bathroom you want. Mark,
yes.
did you customize or stock?
No, character? I used stock Scott Ryder because when I started the 10-hour trial, I didn't want to waste any of my 10 hours customizing the character. I just wanted to get straight into the game.
Yeah, that was part of it too.
Yeah. Can I just say as well, for the animations, it always annoys me that when they're on a planet and the atmosphere, you can't breathe, then they start a conversation, all of a sudden the helmet's not on. And we're talking.
The helmet's off.
If you go in the options, you can have it so that if they're wearing the helmet, then the helmet is on during the conversation. I've selected that, and then you don't see the facial animations anyway, unless they're on the ship.
Right.
Well, the annoying things for me, as far as the graphics go, the things that do throw me out of it is that when you're going down to a planet or coming back from a planet, the animation sort of stops for a tenth or two tenths of a second before it moves on to the next screen. Or when you're coming to land, there's jittery things there that they could smooth out to make it better. Cause it really looks like, okay, run clip one, then tack on clip two, and then tack on clip four. And there is like a stop between animation clips on those big sort of set pieces. Those are annoying things, but those are things that can sort out. But the main graphics of faces and stuff, all right. I'm enjoying the story, and that's what it's about for me.
Yeah.
I'm not so petty as a lot of the internet is, I don't think.
Well, I did go for a custom face. So I was trying to originally, my intent or thought was I could make a custom face, and so I was going to try and be, cheeky, smart, whatever you want to call it, and make a Marcus Phoenix lookalike.
Oh,
that did not happen. And so then I decided, okay, well, I can't do that. Let me just try and create something a little different than what, is the stock character. And so I started going down that route, and I thought I came up with something that had kind of almost a – kind of reminds me of a biker that you'd see in like a, I don't know. Biker movie, the Sons of Anarchy, that kind of thing. And on second realization or second look back now, I think
every
I've actually
which way
created...
you're, every which way but loose.
No.
Do you know the leader of that biker gang? You know, with the wig on?
Yeah.
Yeah. The big fat guy. Yeah. I could see that.
But I didn't achieve that. I actually think I've created Freddie Mercury from Queen.
Oh.
That is basically who my character is. Aside from the little things, and I don't want to harp on them too much, but there are some really, I think they made some choices that they thought were smart at the time, like some of the loading screens, because this game does have a number of loading screens that it goes through. And they're loading screens at weird times, and the way they present them, I wish they had gone a different route. So like when you travel to a planet, you do this kind of, space flight view.
Yeah, you zoom into the planet
and then you step back and then you can, and I'm like, why zoom in so close and then step back? Why not just get yourself to the planet? Maybe have an animation of the ship coming into orbit and leave it at that. But I don't know. Again, they decided to go down this path. I wish they hadn't.
And the Nexus, the other thing that annoys me, and it's back to Mass Effect 1 and the lift or the elevator.
This uses a tram
system. It's the tube train. Is that tube? Because even the graphically, the tube train doesn't look that good.
I have to interrupt.
Yes.
Yeah, my computer's about to crash.
Okay.
Go,
it has
crash.
Decided it is – no, it's going to do an update, and where I can change the time is all grayed out. It won't let me change the time to do the update.
Okay.
So when I disappear, fuck Windows.
We note that. Okay.
I've told it no, but that doesn't mean anything. It's all grayed out and still won't let me change it. So if I disappear, that's why.
Well. So, I guess here's a question for you, Nicole. Never mind. So, Mark, you may have to do some reformatting of pictures while her computer is updating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just throwing that out there.
Easy.
I'm the helpful one of the group.
I've just put MIA.
So. Yep. Yep.
Greg.
Yeah.
How does it feel to want?
To want. Want what?
No, it doesn't mean anything to you?
No.
Okay. That's all right. It'll maybe become clear later on in the evening. Okay.
All right.
Damn it.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but that's okay. All right. Moving on.
Oh, dear.
I dabbled in the multiplayer with Mass Effect with Mark. Mark, would you agree it felt more difficult than Mass Effect 3?
Yes.
Well, and Robin, you showed up. Yeah.
I did a lot.
In fact, I've got some footage of us playing it. Well,
yeah, why don't we
trying
throw
to
that
play
out
it.
There?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
It was a lot of. I'm down again.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm down again. I'm down again.
Yeah. And that was on the easiest setting too. I know we were completely green and new at it, but that's the easiest setting. Jeepers, creepers.
Bronze, silver, and gold settings, and we were on bronze.
Yeah, but we also didn't have any upgrades.
Or didn't know any of the levels or anything, but it's good. Yeah. It was cool.
It was good. I enjoyed it. So I think it's retaining some of what it had before. You still are getting the packs. You're opening up the packs to get loot. And of course they have the ability for you to buy the packs. So, you can basically buy a card deck and, gamble as like almost every other game out there nowadays, when it comes to the multiplayer stuff. But, I don't know. Overall, the multiplayer is held up. It looks good. I didn't notice any real juddering or anything with the multiplayer. Some quirky collision things every once in a while. Mm. But, again, probably no different than when it was on Mass Effect 3.
The other thing what I found annoying was in the single player, your main power is on the left bumper, your concussion shot, or whatever you want. So, but in the multiplayer, it's on the right bumper, and your grenades are on the left bumper. Now,
but can you not? But can you?
You can customize.
I'm just going to say,
that?
I don't know if you can swap them around yet.
In your mods, you can change. Yeah.
When you go to your loadout, in fact, for your skills, you can swap them out
and
decide which skill you want. Because that's the other thing that this
game kept throwing grenades when I shouldn't do.
Yeah, so in the first three Mass Effect games, they had the ability to, you basically would become an infiltrator, or you were an engineer or a biotic.
Or a soldier.
And you basically owned that class.
Yeah.
Mm. And you trained within that class. In this game, you don't actually have a class that you are stuck with. You can switch out all these different classes at any time, and they all have different perks. It's an interesting
You can have a bit of this and a bit of that, can't you? You can have a wee bit of this, a wee bit of tactical.
Yeah,
I still haven't got my head around all of that yet. You know, yes, I'm going more biotic than anything else, but some of the crafting stuff is still a bit beyond me, and the planning or the blueprints and stuff like that. I haven't quite mastered all of that skill set yet, but I'm sure it will become familiar to me. So
yeah, there's a lot to the game, and much like Metal Gear Solid 5, where you can send your patrols out to get basically, you know, earn you money, you can do that in this game as well. Mm-hmm. So there's a console in the ship on the Tempest. And basically, is they called the away teams?
No, strike teams.
Strike teams.
And that's what I was mentioned last week, that the Apex missions of a strike teams are actually the multiplayer missions. You can play yourself, or you can just send a strike team. So from the single player, you can go into a multiplayer match, have a round of that, and then come back.
Right.
Or just send a strike team.
Yeah, now one bug I've noticed, and I don't know if this is the latest update for the Xbox One, because I am playing this on Xbox One, is when I am in the standby mode or the instant on mode for the system, for the Xbox One, it'll start up real fast, and you can kind of start right where you left off. I've been noticing that if I power down and stop and I kind of keep it in the instant on mode, when I come back to the game in my Xbox One, actually, it goes into a strict NAT setting. Hmm. And I'm not able to log back into EA to be able to do the online. I have to restart my Xbox in order to do that. So I don't know if it's a system issue or if it's the game that's somehow causing an issue with the OS, who knows?
I haven't been trying that. I haven't noticed.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I've not used Instant On for ages now, because when it was at launch, when it first came out, I had so many problems with it. I've just got into the habit of not doing it.
Thank you, Cindy. You're a good girl.
No, she's teasing me. She's outside my window with a margarita. She's just holding it under. She's like, it's so good.
So the statement that I just said to you a moment ago, do you know what it's like to want?
Now I understand. Nice. Brilliant.
Cindy.
She's just sitting right outside my door right now. Just drinking that margarita. Just good hold girl. It there.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
Come on, honey.
And do what the nice Irish man asked you to do. Go on.
She doesn't love me that much. So the OS, I don't know. I don't know if it's really an issue, or maybe it's an issue with my own router. We'll see. Mm. By the way, I'm not getting a margarita.
Good. Don't deserve it after last week. Overall, I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I think it's a great space epic, and you're absolutely right about your thought process on it being more like Star Trek than Star Wars. Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm getting lost in the world, and at the moment, loving it. Loving it.
Yeah. I very much like it. I will keep playing it for sure. And I think anybody who's a Mass Effect fan probably, again, I would say this is a game you should probably, invest into, because I think you'll feel rewarded. If you are somebody that is a complete graphics whore and you want the most pristine looking games out there, and when you do see graphical glitches, it bugs you and it is something you can't look past. And I'll be honest, this game has a number of those things. So, maybe this is something. Maybe hold off, buy it on discount, or maybe just hold out and see what happens with down the road. Because no doubt they'll have. I don't know if they have a PS Pro version of it yet, but I have no doubts they will have some kind of patch for those systems. Maybe.
But saying that, it's the close up animations and some of the walking. But the vistas and the backgrounds and the skyboxes and all that, it just looks gorgeous. So it's not as bad as people are making out.
No. It's something I think you can look past. I think we would all agree you can look past it. However, I'm not going to sit there and say, you know, that will be the case for everybody. A lot of people are not able to look past it.
Yeah, I heard Stu on the Veteran Gamers saying that all games now should have, like, Pixar animation quality. But I don't think that's fair, really, because an animated movie is just that, an animated movie. There's no processing power for anything else, whereas a game, a lot of the processing power is for choices and thought and hitboxes and all that lot. So to say all modern games should have Pixar quality animation, I think was a bit unfair. Having said that, yeah, there are a few glitches. I've had a few rocks and weapons about what the enemies dropped. They've been floating off the ground. Have you had that? On some other planets. But it doesn't bother me.
I've had the graphical stuff. I think my biggest problem, and maybe this game's biggest problem, to be kind of honest, is that it's been advertised as a Frostbite Engine game, and we just had Battlefield 1 release, you know, just the prior year. Frostbite Engine looks amazing. I mean, that game, if you want to talk about a graphical showstopper, Battlefield 1, it's single-player game especially, just looks fantastic. So,
yeah, it does, yeah.
And even the characters look great. So to have that sitting out there, and then we're thinking that's what we're going to be getting with this game because it's a Frostbite game and it's EA and they know what they're doing. And then it really doesn't live up to that.
But this is a huge game with a huge galaxy to explore.
I don't want to say that, but
Battlefield's got short stories.
Huge game as well, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
And Witcher 3.
Yeah.
I mean, there's kind of no excuse as to why this game came out the way it did. Even though we're enjoying it, even though it's still a good game, it could have been great if they had just given it the proper care. And that's a shame. Yep. That truly is a shame.
Anyway. Very good.
Anyway. All right.
What else? Mark.
What else do we want to talk about? Mark, what is this Aero Steam beta stuff?
Right. Back in September last year when we went to EGX.
This is the first time I've seen it.
Yeah, played... I didn't go that year. We played a demo of a game called Aero, which is like a rhythm-based type game. And I saw recently that they were doing a Kickstarter for the Steam version because they'd already got the funding for PS4 and Xbox One. So I backed it. And as part of the backing, I got a Steam code to play it a little bit early. It comes out on 11th of April, and I got my Steam code this week. And I'm also in the credits, which is cool on the Steam version.
Very nice.
Yeah, so this game is... I've got it on screen now. You're basically this little ship flying through. It's like an on-rails thing, so you're always moving forward. But you have to hit this trail of a line to keep the beat going. And between them sort of like lines, there's bits where you shoot enemies as well, and which are all timed in with a beat. And it's got a really funky soundtrack. Absolutely brilliant soundtrack.
It's like a Space Harrier, if anybody remembers Space Harrier. In the years, like you were a spaceman flying and shooting stuff. But the way that they integrate the thumping soundtrack with the gameplay is brilliant.
Yeah.
Because when you manage to get onto this line that twists and turns, if you're not on it, you get a bit of the tune, but if you're right on it, you get the full effect of it. You know, if anybody with a good sound system or a good set of headphones on here, they're going to absolutely love this. Just excellent. Excellent. And as well as that, the developer guys, I've met them a couple of times, really, really nice, genuine fellas. Yep. So, give them a bit of support because this is cool.
Yeah, I emailed one of them this week, Paul, because there is an embargo on reviews for this until the day before release because they want to concentrate it all on one go, so it helps with sales and everything. But he did give me permission to show some gameplay footage and talk about the game a little bit. So, so thank you very much to Paul
Norris. Do we know what the price tag on this is going to be when it launches?
don't know,
to be honest. I can't imagine it being anything more than 14 or 15
pounds. Yeah, I'm going to say, it'll be usual, yeah, 10 to 15 pounds, I'd have thought, yeah.
It's not $20. A game that's going to change the world, but it's a good, small game, you know?
And it's one of those games where it's got leaderboards, and it's one of those games where, one more go, oh, I can do this. And on each level, there's, like, little red targets to get bonus scores for your multipliers and stuff. And you have to hit these pretty quick, because once you go past a point, there's no way getting them. So you can keep increasing your scores. Like, there was 144 Steam backers. So there's about 144 people playing at the moment, roughly. And I'm on the first level. I think I'm in the top 8. So that's quite an accomplishment for me.
Brian.
So,
yeah.
Guys, I think
it's dropped down a bit since then, because more people are playing it, but I'm getting used to it. But yeah, the leaderboards are going to be a good thing. So if a lot of people get this community-wise, this might be a good community challenge. But yeah, highly recommend it. It's out on Xbox One, PS4 and PC, Steam, 11th of April. So I highly recommend that.
Excellent.
All right. Awesome. Robin.
Okay, tonight at 7 p.m. UK, the alpha for Sea of Thieves went live. And it's live until, well, it's over now, 10 o'clock. It's been 7 and 10. And Sea of Thieves is a pirate game by Rare.
Arr.
And arr, I think it's Xbox One.
There's a lot riding on this game. I want to just throw that out there. This is one of the few, and I say few, I don't mean that disparagingly, but I mean Microsoft's first-party lineup this year is a little on the thin side, comparatively speaking, to the competition. Yeah. And right. I mean, it is what it is. So,
it doesn't take away from this.
On the shoulder. No, yeah. Not at all.
So, you appear on a big pirate ship, and there was four other people jumped in, randoms. They're supposed to have headsets on. I had my headset on, chatting away, but nobody was chatting to me. And there's not that much to do yet, apart from sail your ship, drop off on little islands, get drunk. It's a cooperative, so you, in the way old pirate ship would be, you raise the anchor, you turn this big wheel thing and bars, and you walk round and round in a circle. So if you do it, it goes up slowly. If you have four people doing it, it comes up quickly. You can walk the plank, you can play musical instruments. It's quirky as Rare would be. Right. The sea looks fantastic, how rough it was and the waves going. I went through some night cycles. I died once. I got off the ship and swam under the water, beautiful, up to this island. And these little skeletons came up and started shooting me, and I died. Okay. And I appeared on, like, parts of the Caribbean, the dark, what is that, the black, whatever it is, ship, as if it was a death ship.
Black Pearl.
As if I was, and all these ghostly pirates were around me. It doesn't look like it's going to be much fun by yourself. It looks like it's a squad game.
That is probably the biggest question out there. So they've talked about the fact that they do intend to have smaller ships that you can sail by yourself, that there will be the ability to have that kind of solo experience. Mm. But obviously through all of this alpha testing, that's not been the case. And you know, for me, That's one of those things where, you know, I am very leery of any game that requires multiplayer. So, for instance, take Evolve. You know, it's a game free this month on Xbox Games with Gold. But that game had all the promise in the world, and it came out, and for all intents and purposes, died very quickly.
Tanked.
Because it was super dependent upon getting everybody, you know, getting cooperative play, teamwork, and you couldn't really play it solo effectively.
So it'll be interesting to watch. It looks like a heap of fun. I can imagine four of us in there having a laugh, just getting drunk and playing on the accordion. And I mean, there was bits where I got onto an island and I found that I had a map, and it came up. You could hold it up like Minecraft style. And there was an X on the map where you had to go and try and find where the X was. And I had a shovel that I could dig stuff up so I could find pirate treasure and bury stuff. And yeah.
That's what this game needs.
Yeah. I'm showing you some gameplay now, and it looks beautiful. Stuff. Yeah.
Sorry, Mark, what did you say?
I'm just showing some gameplay footage now, and it looks absolutely gorgeous as a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, the seascape was fabulous, the way the boat rocked, and firing the cannons was felt really good, and climbing up to the crow's nest, and I don't know if that'll get old quickly, but I love being a pirate on Black Flag, Assassin's Creed.
Right.
Creed, and I would like a bit more of that, and if I could do a co-op, yeah, great.
But I guess my pullback to that, and Nicole is back. Hello, Nicole.
Hi.
Hello, hello. So we're talking about Sea of Thieves right now. We're talking
about... I was watching.
Okay, all right. Robin, for me, probably one of the most encouraging things that you've said is the fact that there were skeletons that came out and attacked you. Because to me, that tells me that I don't have to rely on other players to have some kind of interaction with the environment. And it was one of my biggest fears with this game, because originally they were talking about how it was just going to be you and other real-world players kind of roaming around, this open sea kind of environment. And I was like, I want NPC characters. I want to be able to interact with stories and treasure hunts and things like that.
I jumped off onto an island, and there was a pub there. I could have went in and had a drink.
I want to go to a pub.
And there was a place I could buy stuff, or I could go off treasure hunting around this island by myself, discovering little caves. I found out I went swimming and a mermaid came up to me. It looks cool.
So that to me says that there is this, even though they're promoting it cooperative play for the most part, there is, it looks like, some single player, like you could solo some of this.
Unfortunately, the bastards left. And I was left desert island. I was stranded on this island.
They left the Irishman on the island. It's actually kind of makes sense now that I think about it.
Yeah, that's what it is. Great. I mean, I'm always reserved about alphas and betas, stuff like that there, because I think sometimes it spoils the game by you knowing too much about it. But I like Rare.
Every time you say alpha beta, I'm brought back to my childhood, because we actually had a grocery store chain called Alpha Beta when I was a kid. I used to get cookies. They gave free cookies to kids when they came into the store. I loved that place.
Shit. Did I say beta?
You did.
Fuck you, DeLacy. Fuck you, Nicole.
It's not a beta.
It's not a beta.
It's a beta.
Nobody's beating the shit out of anybody.
Damn it.
See, beta would be B-E-A or B-E-E.
Robin, this is me applauding you.
B-E-T.
Welcome to America.
Beet.
Yeah, but a beetroot is B-E-E-T. Beet.
Yep.
And a music beat
Nicole
is B-E-A-T.
Grammar, please.
Aluminium.
She's got you. No.
Fuck no, it's aluminum.
Right.
Oh,
and
there's F in lieutenant either.
It is flower and flower.
Move on.
Yeah, there is no left tenant.
Flip me nonsense. Take a back that better.
Filamum?
Film, yes.
No. Flowers. No.
Yeah,
no.
Moving on. So Thieves, good fun. Last thing that I've been playing and having a little bit of fun with, a little toilet game. I've seen it pop up in VAs every now and again, and I thought I'd check it out.
It's not what I want to hear, by the way. A toilet
it's
game.
Called,
no.
Hidden My Game by Mom. It's a phone game. It's Japanese, and I think that's why it's called that, because the text is like straight out of Google Translate. And it's almost like you have to find your Game Boy DS, which is hidden. So your mum is hidden. You've been playing it too much, and you've been a naughty boy, and she's hidden it somewhere in the room, and you have to try and find it where it is. Is it underneath the cushion? Is it in the wardrobe? So it started, gets quite basic. But then it gets really, really weird. So at one stage, there was an elephant in the room, and I had
as,
the feet.
As would be the case,
Japanese-y.
Yeah. So I had to go into a separate room and open a cupboard, and in the cupboard, there was an apple and a banana, and I think it was a melon, and there was toilet roll. So what I had to do was I had to feed the elephant with the apple and the banana and the melon.
Oh,
and then
God.
I'd done a poo.
Yeah.
And then I used the toilet roll on the poo to clean off my DS. And then I could get the DS. Yay, I won. Whee!
A shit-covered DS.
Kind of,
That's what you want.
It's batshit crazy.
Yeah.
It really is. But it's fun.
There's one
it
now
is.
On the...
It's free.
I'm showing gameplay footage. You've just put a pizza in the microwave, and then you set the microwave out with the...
Oh, spoilers.
The pizza out.
Spoilers.
Spoilers, yes.
This is weird shit.
Microwaving
man.
Pizza is... It's the I'm too drunk to want to fire up the oven to get my pizza hot move.
So, yeah, Hidden My Game by Mom. Check it out. It's weird, wacky. It's the sort of thing that Gary Lever would play. Deliver.
Right.
Yeah.
And, that game looks ridiculous. I'm sorry.
Infected.
Yeah. How much was it, Robin?
It was free.
Free.
Oh, no.
That's a bit too expensive for that sort of game, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there you go. That's what I've been up to.
All right. Nicole, want to give you an opportunity. I know you had a pretty busy week, but you did have some phone games. I don't know if you want to talk about any of them or not.
It's the same phone games I have been playing. I'm still stuck on that stupid Pac-Man game.
Well, like, I've started playing that.
What am I, level 102 now?
The first 10 training levels are really easy. I mean, you go into the main game and, wow, the difficulty goes doing straight through the roof.
Yeah,
but it's good
kicks
though.
You in the ass. Yeah. And then they throw stuff in there where you can change different colors and you can do all this other stuff to the...
The microtransaction stuff?
No, it's free. Okay. I mean, it's just the way they have it set up to make it more... interesting or entertaining. They'll have these little spinny top things, and if you hit them just right, it turns all the bubbles that color, and then pops all the bubbles around it, and then you can free some critters or hit the ghosts. And speaking of Pac-Man, did y'all look at Google today? Google Maps?
Yeah,
it's funny. I couldn't work out what the hell's going on here, because I was trying to work out the difference between one town and another, and I done Google Maps today, and I said, hit Miss Pac-Man. And I was playing Miss Pac-Man in some little road in Spain. It was fantastic.
Yeah, you could play Pac-Man.
Yeah, around your roads. It was very clever.
Around the roads. It was cool. But yeah, anyway, and then I've been doing the regular Boom Beach, Clash of Clans. And instead of sitting on my arse, watching my child practice soccer, our park, Dublin Park. Yes, it's named after Dublin. And has several Pokemon stops in it. So I take my son, and we walk around, and we've been playing Pokemon Go. Enjoy this.
Is that still
I'm
a
enjoying
thing, then?
The interaction with my son.
Of course.
And he knows he knows way too much about Pokemon. Just way too much.
and also, clearly, you're enjoying the sun.
This is driving me nuts.
So was that from all of the soccer games?
Yeah, our first game was at 10:15, and we weren't over with the games until just about 1 o'clock.
All right.
So that was. And what's the worst time to sit in the sun?
Exactly.
12:02. And right. Or 10:02. So we were there.
Yeah.
Mad dogs and Englishmen.
It was cool, though. They won one big time, 3-1, lost one.
They won one match.
Oh my God! They kicked their asses. Okay.
There we go, America.
They won. Fuck yeah!
All right. Well, that is good. Winning is always a positive. And of course, when they lose, you flog the goalkeeper.
No. We have a really good goalkeeper. She's really good.
Match.
And she's a fifth grader, sixth grader. I don't know. She's a year or two. She's like only a year younger than my daughter, and is like twice her size.
Okay,
why she's a good goalkeeper. Yeah, she fills most of the net.
She's as tall as I am, and I'm 5'9".
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, this girl can totally hold her own in that net, because she's like, she can like touch up there if she jumps. She's amazing. So and she doesn't mind busting her ass getting down on the ground if she needs to. So
yeah, getting dirty, like it. All right. I think we're done with what we've played. So, Mark, I believe we have this thing called a news jingle.
Yep.
Here is the fucking news.
All right. So after the internet discovered that there was this thing called Destiny 2, Bungie caved and said, hey, by the way, Destiny 2 is coming. Destiny 2 is real. What we understand is it's coming out worldwide September 8th for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One
and
PC.
And PC.
And on PC. So many PC gamers will be excited. I don't think they talked about a PS4 Pro version or a Scorpio version as of yet, but yeah. I would be shocked if there's not going to be kind of that upgrade.
It looks like PlayStation's got a bit of a timed exclusive deal again.
They still have their deal. Yeah, they're still.
And that's going to massively piss off PC users. Massively. They're not used to that shit.
No, they're not. They are not.
But
so outside of the exclusive content, Nathan Fillion seems like he is taking a prominent role in this game.
Yep.
I say that only because he was featured in the trailer. And here's the funny thing. I didn't realize he was in the game. Nicole, you pointed out to me that he's in the game. I guess he came via DLC?
Nope. Been there since day one.
Yep. He plays Cade 6 or Caden 6. The change from the first Destiny was they changed.
Nolan North came in.
Yeah, he replaced Little Guy. Oh my god, what's his name?
The Little Guy.
Yeah, you know what I mean, yeah.
Fantastic.
He replaced the ghost.
Yeah.
Voice.
Peter Dinklage.
Yeah.
Peter Dinklage. He has a name, not Little Guy.
Peter
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he's referring to the little ghost, aren't you, Mark?
Yes.
Oh, yeah? Here,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Little ghost.
I didn't say anything derogatory, did I?
No. But, he's been there since day one, Greg. When you go in the...
He wouldn't be a good goalkeeper.
He didn't have a prominent role in Destiny, though. He wasn't.
It didn't. Yeah, no. It wasn't until the DLCs that his character became more prominent. Yeah, that is true.
All right, a little redemption on my part.
Yeah.
This one. All right. Anyway, so yeah, Destiny 2 is coming.
Hey,
everybody's excited for it.
Time out.
And of course, Bungie. I'm sorry.
Not gaming
related. Time out.
Trailer related. There's one thing we didn't talk about, and I know it's not directly gaming. Game of Thrones, the trailer, this week.
I don't care.
I've not seen it.
I don't care. It doesn't come out till July. I can't get excited for it. I cannot get excited for it.
They're filming up the road for me.
That's fine.
Right now.
That's fine.
But in Edinburgh, they're filming the Avengers 2 in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
It's not Game of Thrones.
Samuel L. Jackson hates the UK because you're stealing all the American jobs. There's an extreme irony, by the way, in that.
Yes, Game of Thrones.
Woo! Yeah, Game of Thrones in July. Okay, I would be more excited if it was like May, even June could. But July,
14 weeks, Greg. 14 weeks.
Well, before that,
it was supposed to come out in March. Normally.
Yeah, normally, yes. Okay. And then they dropped the bombshell of, oh, it's coming in July. I'm like, fuck me. I could have canceled.
Not gonna, but.
I could have canceled HBO for a few months.
I know.
Okay,
I wanted to cancel HBO for a few months.
Back to Destiny 2. There is a worldwide...
Oh, we're talking about the game.
There's gameplay reveal live stream on May the 18th. So we need to point that out. So May the 18th, Bungie are going to reveal live gameplay on Twitch. So
I predict it's going to look a lot like Destiny 1.
And it's going to have a billion.
It has more of a story.
Well, that I'm really hoping for. Mm. I really do hope there is a much more fleshed out, like, single player, and I put that in the air quotes because likely you'll be able to play it cooperatively, but I hope there's more of a story that you play through as opposed to just a bunch of missions that you can repeat and rinse over and over and over at nauseam. Because that to me was the biggest downfall of Destiny.
Because Nathan Fillion was so good in Halo 5, getting that over.
Fuck.
Yeah, look, if they get some of the atmosphere of the trailer into the game, which was irreverent and very self-aware, if they get that over in this game with some good fleshy story, that'll be brilliant. Because the trailer's funny. It's good. So
it goes with his personality. He's sarcastic.
Nathan Fillion.
All of his characters.
Yeah, if you've seen Castle, you'll understand why there's an appreciation for him. However, if you have seen Firefly,
yeah,
and yeah, Firefly to me is where Nathan Fillion just shines.
Yeah. Oh, can you imagine?
Oh, yeah,
I know there was a Firefly sort of game years ago. Can you imagine a really good Firefly game? Wow,
I would be brilliant. I don't know that I would want that though, because he was so good in the show and the movie. I don't know. But either way.
You don't want to spoil a good memory.
Exactly. By the way, Destiny 2 is coming. But, don't forget, we still have Destiny 1. And Bungie has said they're not leaving Destiny 1 by the wayside. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, shove, shove. They kind of are. Don't worry about it. But they said in a public statement, we plan to support it for the foreseeable future. So while we do have a sense of finality and closure as the theme of this Age of Triumph event, which is the latest and last DLC they've released, we are by no means turning the lights off on Destiny 1 until we do. and so if you're worried about leaving the world behind, don't fret. It'll happen eventually. Bungie has said that they would continue to support the game before and that it won't be going away until it does.
Bullshit.
Yeah. So there you go. Destiny 1 players, fear not. You can play your game for as long as Bungie decides it's acceptable. Okay, now let's dive into the real news of this week. This is the big stuff. This is the news that gamers want to hear about, those that are they're conscientious, socially aware individuals. PETA or PETA, depending
PETA.
Upon
PETA.
They have Watch taken out, aim PETA. At Nintendo, specifically for the Switch, the 1-2 Switch game, the mini game within it. For the milking of the cow game. The People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals organization is picking a fight with Nintendo this week. This Switch 1-2 game is to blame after Nintendo garnered some press for challenging a real-life cow farmer to a showdown in the collection's Milk mini game. PETA's president took the developer to task for sugarcoating the subject. Sugarcoating what subject? You're milking a freaking cow. It's not like it's not a painful thing for the cows.
Look, Greg, I'm sorry, but when I seen that, I just wanted to jump into the field beside my house and start milking cows vigorously. And my hand slipped off the cow onto my leg and it just kept going.
No, Robin.
I've abused more cows in the last week because of Nintendo. And because of this game, it's affected my life. I can't stop milking cows.
Well, Robin, according to Ingrid Newkirk, head of the animal rights organization, she said that calling the game, she basically said she's calling the game unrealistic in pretty explicit detail. Our staffers and activists have recently played the cow milking mini game and realized you've taken all the cruelty out of milking. We have more than 35 years experience of investigating dairy farms where the cows are exploited for their milk, and it's never that pleasant to these animals. Can we have some realism here, please?
The best thing about this news story is, PETA, don't die. Anyway, carry on.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
bloody people, it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's disgusting. It's
PETA
stupid.
Continued, we'd be happy to provide you video footage of the filthy condition that cows endure on the farms for you to include in your game. So we want to take that fun, friendly environment that you've put in your game, and we want to turn it into a dirty event.
Dumbass.
I like the bit where they've put there are graphic details about what's described as the horrific reality of the dairy industry, how mother cows are violently inseminated and ripped from their days-old children for their milk. It's called farming.
Dear God, if they ever find out about you and your Thrustmaster, we're...
I know. I'll be in big trouble, won't I?
Screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hootas!
Yeah, so... there's not much to say about this. Look, anybody who thought the Nintendo 1-2 Switch milking game was going to be a realistic simulation of milking a cow, they deserve to... get, I guess, fooled, because that's not realistic.
Yeah.
But
look how many words are in this news story.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
Next year we're getting Smith and Weston complaining that the draw game, no one's getting actually shot and killed. That's not realistic.
Well, if they had been shooting cows, they would have. But they were just shooting humans, so that's okay.
The only cow I was shooting is that stupid cow who's complained about the game.
All right, let's face it. This is ridiculous news. It's not really news. PETA takes exception to everything under the sun. So let's move past that. Let's get to more positive news here. Mad Catz has filed bankruptcy, folks.
Plastic shit no more.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically, let's see. Here's the notice that they sent out. As of March 30th, all of the company's directors and officers have resigned. This is regrettably, and notwithstanding that for a significant amount of time, the company has been actively pursuing its strategic alternatives, per Karen McGinnis, president and CEO of Mad Catz. Said including various near-term financing alternatives such as bank financing and equity infusions, as well as potential sales of certain assets of the company or a sale of the company in its entirety. The company has been unable to find a satisfactory solution to its cash liquidity problem. The board of directors and management would like to acknowledge the outstanding efforts of the company's employees in support of its business, especially during the time that the company faced financial difficulties. The company would also like to thank the vendors and professional service providers who have supported the company's efforts during this time. Mad Catz.
Yeah, well, you can see the part of the problem there because they're from Canada. So
low blow.
You know, a bankruptcy in Canada, it'll be like, oh, guys, yeah, no problem. It's okay. Don't worry about it. All right, move on.
I mean,
you know, we've all probably bought some Mad Catz stuff over the years, and some of their stuff was pretty crappy. I think they had a really good run with Guitar Hero and stuff like that.
Most of their stuff. Guitar Hero, I think, gave them most of their success.
Yeah, and they kind of maybe hoped that there was going to be a resurgence in that again, which probably didn't help this situation. Yeah. But I don't know. I think there was a time when we all bought shitty, crappy third-party controllers or charging stations and stuff like that. And I think people do that less now than...
But, you know, I think... here's just a...
Or is it quality? You need quality. Maybe that's what it was.
If you think about it, back in the day of the PlayStation 2, the original Xbox, even, you know, the Nintendo consoles, the stock controllers for those consoles typically weren't that great. And so oftentimes, you know, alternative controllers from like a Mad Catz or even a Hori, they were better. You know, Logitech had the Wing Birds and things like that, or Wave Bird. I think it was called the Wave Bird.
Yeah,
anyway,
Wave Bird, yeah.
Regardless, they were better controllers than what were being offered in the stock console. Fast forward to basically last generation and this generation, and I think you can make the argument that the stock controllers coming from the companies were better than what was being offered by third parties. And I think that was a big reason for the downfall.
Yeah.
So, Robin, you okay there?
Oh, I done a really bad typo. And okay. I corrected it before anybody noticed. Thank God for that.
No, I noticed. I said that was
honestly, that was not done on purpose. That was a gen- look. If you look at your keyboard, it's beside it.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just going to look forward and keep going.
Look forward and keep going.
Yeah, please.
Yep. So, Mad Cats, maybe this will help a company like Hori. They're big on the custom controller scene, especially for fighting games. But again, that's also, you think about it, the genres where custom controllers really shine was music games and fighting games over the past, 10 plus years. Mm. And those games are not doing nearly as well as they once did. So I don't know that there's a especially high demand for third-party controllers.
Yeah, it is quite sad because they've always been there. It's always, there was always a Mad Cats thing almost instantly on the market as soon as the genuine one came out, and they've always been there. So it is
boils down to sad. We needed another Steel Battalion game with that giant 40-button controller.
I would love one of those from.
I would buy that in a heartbeat. My wife would disown me, but I would buy that in a heartbeat.
Come on, she won't disown you. You've got a big bloody gun behind you on your wall. I think you can get away with that.
Probably. Mm. Probably. All right.
I'll ask.
Yeah. Go for it. You ask. She'll be like, no. All right. We're done with news. That was the last piece of news. So let us move on to, I know, everybody's favorite segment.
Whoop, whoop. I like it.
Podcast trivia. We need a
Happy
sound
Knickers,
effect for this.
Really? Who the fuck wrote that?
Happy Knickers? What?
I wrote Knockers first by accident.
I'm past this. All right. Oh, I see it now. Gotcha.
Yeah, that would be his typo.
Gotcha. Yep.
Well, gotcha, I gotcha. Said the O when I wasn't really watching.
I love it. Well done. Mm-hmm. All right, so... as we do every week, we have some trivia that has been supplied to us by Jason Johnson, who is moving to
Utah,
South Dakota, South Dakota in the coming weeks. So good luck on that move, Jason.
Didn't he just move?
we're not talking about that right now.
Okay.
Yes, he did. But sometimes jobs, they take you different places, and I believe that's part of the case here. But the good news is he's actually moving closer to one of his very best friends. So that's awesome to hear. Either way, he's still going to give us trivia. And
my dog's approved.
We have trivia. Are you guys ready? Here's how this works. Multiple choice questions. There's two of them. I will read off the question as well as possible answers. Our lovely panelists in the podcast will give me their answers on our show notes. However, you at home can play along. You will earn nothing. And as Mark Wright has discovered, he will earn nothing as well for winning the championship.
I'll get on it. Shut the fuck up. I actually thought about that this weekend.
It's all good. It's all good. All right, here we go. First question. Which game in the Call of Duty franchise does the character Ghost first appear?
Who cares?
Which game shame on you, Nicole. Which game in the Call of Duty franchise does the character Ghost first appear? Your choices are A, Modern Warfare 2, B, Modern Warfare 3, C, Ghosts, or D, Black Ops. Which game did which franchise does the character Ghost first appear in? I need your answers in.
Hang on. You've confused me now. What do you mean franchise?
No shit.
Well, that's Call of Duty. I think he's just talking games. Right. I think he looks at each of these games as a franchise. So it really should be which game in the Call
if
of Duty franchise.
You could speak properly and get the words out. It would help a little bit.
So what are the options again? Right quick, just go through the options again, please.
All right. Modern Warfare 2. Yeah. Modern Warfare 3.
Well, both a franchise.
All right, fuck off.
All right, go on, I'm ready. I'm ready.
The question, which I read properly the first time,
yes,
which you just fucking meathead, you misunderstood it. Which
no.
game? Yes, I did. Which game in the Call of Duty franchise does the character Ghost first appear in?
Yeah.
Simple as simple does. Here we go. Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare 3, Ghosts, or Black Ops? Give me your answers in 3, 2, 1.
There were no letters, damn it.
I always thought it was even the first Modern Warfare.
I'm like, I was trying to remember the order they got released in, too. Well, obviously, 1 and 2 and 3 came in numerical order, so shut up, all of you.
For those listening at home, all three individuals have selected Modern Warfare 2. And if you also said Modern Warfare 2, you would be correct.
Yay.
Yay. Well done, everybody.
Thank you.
Yay.
Martin in the chat, you're wrong.
Shaming of the chat is not allowed, Robin.
And I'm actually putting our live answers on the stream as well. First time Ooh. Ever.
Yes. So it's going to have Frilly Knickers, Mark, and Bumbling Butt Face Bongo on the video.
That's all right. I don't mind.
That's perfectly fine. All right. Next question. Here we go. What is the real name of Soldier 76 from Overwatch? What is the real name of 75? Soldier 76 from Overwatch? Is it A,
Nicole plays
John Shepard? B, Hector Reyes? C, Mark Caldwell? Or D, Jack Morrison? What is the real name of Soldier 76 from Overwatch? A, John Shepard, B, Hector Reyes, C, Mark Caldwell, or D, Jack Morrison? Please give me your answers in 3, 2, 1.
Where's my child when I need her?
All right, now we have three separate answers.
Yeah, because I don't care and don't know.
No, I've not got a clue.
Nicole,
I've just picked my namesake.
Happy Frilly Knickers has answered D. Mark, the wannabe, has answered C, and Bumbling Buttface Bongo has answered B, taking his namesake, I believe.
B, B, B.
The correct answer belongs to the Frilly Knickers. Well, Ooh. Nicole, it is D.
And the luck comes back again.
Jack Morrison.
Well, my daughter talks about this crap all the time like it's an actual thing, so somewhere it has to be in the back of that brain. Behind all the alcohol.
Behind all the alcohol, behind all the pain. Well done, Nicole. You get 2 points this week. Robin and Mark, you both will receive a point. And at some point in the near future, or not so near future, I will update all of the scoring so you can find out if you're going to win nothing or not win nothing.
I'll get it handled. I don't like the graphics. I had to update them, okay? So it's
my fault. I know. I told Mark that at the very beginning. He asked me about it, and I said, it's my fault because I made a fuzzy T-shirt. Yeah.
No, the graphic I handed you was crystal clear. The graphics you added in had backgrounds on them. Shame, shame on you.
Yeah, Oops. Greg.
Yes, mommy.
I never claimed to be a Photoshopper. All right. Speaking of shoplifting, Mark.
Yes.
I don't want to hear you talk for the next couple minutes. But right. Nicole. You need to start talking about new releases.
Ooh, yay. Do I get music, too?
There you go.
I don't need music.
You've got music.
Stripper pole music. No, I'm just kidding. All right. The new releases for April 1st through April 7th of this
big list.
Year. Gargantuan. Domina, or whatever, on PC April 3rd. Persona 5. PS4, PS3 on April 4th.
And I've been hearing good things about that game. A lot of people singing high praise for Persona 5.
And then Ira for PC and Mac on April 5th. Ooh, Bulletstorm full clip editions.
What Kick is this? Dicks. Kick dicks.
I love that game. That game is hilarious.
Yeah, I don't even want to buy it again, though.
X1 and PC on the 7th of April. And also on the 7th of April is Don't Think Twice.
I often don't.
The first time, yeah, was bad enough, so don't think twice. For Rift. And is that Vive or Vive?
Vive.
It's too Vive. Far away, and I'm like squinting here. So pretty much that sums it up. That's yes. A big list of games.
So Don't Think Twice, a VR game. Curious. Never heard of it. Don't know. We'll see.
I want to do Bulletstorm again. Man, that game was so much fun.
You know what you want to do,
Nicole? Stupid fun.
That leash.
You want to keep talking about monthly freebies.
I do. Actually, I'm kind of excited about some of these.
I am as well.
I'm not.
So, our monthly freebies for Games with Gold, it says March, not April.
Shh.
Does it?
Yeah.
Keep talking.
Typo people.
For Mark, April that's Mark's 2017. Fault. Mark updated.
It says April on mine.
April on
April Fools.
That was my April Fool's joke. Thanks, Mark.
What?
For Xbox One is Rise, Son of Rome, April, available like the whole month, 1 through 30. The Walking Dead Season 2. So if you got Walking Dead Season 1 last time, you'll be able to follow up with Season 2. And that's available April 16th through May 15th. And for the Xbox 360, Darksiders available April 1 through 15. And Assassin's Creed Revelations available April 16th through 30. Am I to assume these are backwards compatible
yes,
as
they
well?
Are. Yep.
Yes, you are.
Because I know the Assassin's Creed one is. I wasn't sure about the other one.
It is now. It is from today, yeah.
Gotcha. So for PS Plus for April 2017, we have Drawn to Death for the PS4.
That
Lovers
looks interesting.
In a...
that, Drawn to Death, that is the... God, what the hell is his name? He's the Twisted Metal guy.
I think we saw some clips on this somewhere along the way.
And his name's escaping me. Keep talking, Nicole. We'll
circle
I'm
like,
back,
anyway, so. I'm moving on. So, Lovers in a Dangerous
David
Space Time, PS4.
Bunnies.
Invisibles, like invisible animals. Yes, Invisibles, The Lost Kingdom, PS3. Alien Rage, Extended Edition, PS3. What the hell is that one?
Robin
10-second Ninja.
Who misspelled 10-second?
Robin, probably. misspelled is a very nice characterization of his attempt at fooling you.
Yeah, I'm looking at that going, what? Why is there a game about Mark on here? No.
And that includes 5 seconds of foreplay.
I was just going to say, that is my pet name for my wife of late.
That's
so.
Twice.
Oh, so, dear. 10-second Ninja for PS Vita.
I like better. 10
you really need more than 10 seconds. Ninja.
Yes, not sex uns. Curses and Chaos for PS Vita. You can cross buy both of those with the PS4. And that about sums up for the monthly freebies.
Awesome. All right. Before we dive into the year of living dangerously, this weekend... on April 2nd, we're going to try and get some playtime with Evolve. So if you are on your Xbox, because it was a freebie on the Xbox, we thought we would give it a go. So I'll be on. I believe Mike Chin also is going to be trying to be on Sunday.
Second.
I believe 9 a.m. PT and 5 p.m.?
5 p.m. for us, yeah. We did actually mention on the games we played, we all played Siege last Sunday. Well, most of us played Siege.
That's true.
Those who bothered to turn up, who weren't out gallivanting, Nicole.
Oh, we were supposed to play Siege?
Yeah, we had a good laugh, didn't we?
It's all right.
With Fu and Mini Fu, Stan Mu.
Yeah, I think y'all did it when we were at a soccer game, maybe. Oh, no, I was at my parents'.
Yeah.
You have to go to your parents. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It was definitely good fun. I can see us going back to that game a number of times.
Yeah.
Rainbow Six Siege. I like Rainbow Six Siege.
All right. Well, that being said, Mark, don't we have something we can play right about now that will take the task of explaining Year of Living Gamesously and make it that much easier?
Yes.
Fantastic.
What is the Year of Living Gamesously? Well, there are six simple steps. Number one, this is a personal gaming challenge over 12 months to help you finish the games that you've bought instead of playing them for 2 hours and going out and buying something new. Two, select 30 games, your dirty 30, that you really want to finish. Three, email your dirty 30 list to bongo@ocpod.com so it can be logged and we can monitor your progress. Four, set a budget. A budget so you can buy new games. Yes, you can buy games. Mine is £100 or $120. Five, complete the game to the credits and take a selfie with the credits in the background and tweet that to @OC_podcast with a hashtag victory achieved and the hashtag YOLG. And finally, six, enjoy your dirty 30 and tell us all about it by Facebook, Twitter, or email. And that, my friends, is the Year of Living Gamesously.
God damn, that's getting old.
I'm going to have to tell you something, though. I'm dying over here. Y'all are killing me.
That's getting so old. I got to do something about that. Yeah.
All I see, Robin, is you wearing women's lingerie, but still have your robe on, smoking your cigar with a brandy. That's what I see.
How did you know?
God, that I did not need to hear that.
How did you know, Nicole?
It does kind of fit.
I can't wait to get Judas Snickers off because they are killing me.
All right, Bongo, this is your time to talk.
Okay, right, fair enough.
The only time you're allowed to talk on the podcast.
Fair enough, that's okay, that's it. Okay, so victory achieved. It all started way back, way back, way back. You complete a game, and we reward you, hopefully, if you're lucky enough. So you complete a game to the credits, and you take a photograph of yourself with the credits in the background, or some other evidence that you finished the game, and you tweet that off to @OC_podcast. With the hashtag victory achieved. And if you have a YOG list, you put on hashtag YOLG as well. So we are at the end of a quarter, a 4 month quarter. And a winner was drawn at random from 271 completions.
Wow, that's a lot of completions.
However, Robin, before you go there, we need to talk about there was a problem with the vote tabulation. There were some hanging chads. There was some dispute that the Russians might have gotten involved. So we had to throw out the results of the first result and repick 5-6 times until we felt like we got somebody that we liked.
that's such an accusation that might also be true. But I deny nothing. And anyway, the winner of the last quarter's competition, it may be open for debate and a court case, is Colin for the win. Colin_FTW on Twitter. And he finished Day of the Tentacle on the 16th of January. Well done, Colin. And we will be in touch. If there's any money left in the bank, we will get it to you in your currency of choice, whether it be Windows, whether it be Xbox, whether it be PlayStation or Nintendo.
I do believe he's a PlayStation player.
Do we have a special jingle we could play just for Colin?
Well, we're not finished yet.
Yeah,
no, but Colin just won. We need to give him something.
Thanks for giving me some preparation.
Colin's winner. Yes, he is. Hey.
Don't copy that. Oh. Do not play it again. No.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Colin is the winner. Yeah.
Sorry, Colin. I'm really sorry I even suggested that now. Move on, Robin.
Colin,
we're good.
Love you. We're giving you some money. Anyway, so a game's completed this week, and it has slowed off a little bit this week, but I honestly think that's to do with there's just so much stuff out there and with Mass Effect and other stuff.
I was just going to say Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sure. This week's compared to normal, isn't it? Yeah.
This week's I hurt my eye when I rolled my eyes.
Mass Effect. This week's completions is very important. There's a big milestone in here. So the people that completed this week, Jane Nizzi completed Monkey Island Special Edition, and he also completed Sniper Elite 3. I believe he very much enjoyed shooting people in a particular place.
Testicular
Weaselbug.
Scissors? Your wife's scissors?
Again?
She got these from a client. I have to show them off every podcast. Sorry.
Yeah, it's the second appearance. It's the most famous scissors in the world. Beezlebug finished Slice Zombies. I believe that's a Kinect game. And he also finished Eventide Slavic Fable. I have no idea what that is. And that's came up before. So, here we go. PG tips. Paul, he finished Guacamelee. He is the first person, and it's only the beginning of bloody April, to complete 20 out of the 30 games on his list. That is Paul.
Paul, okay, you got to slow down, dude. You are making everybody else look. No, yes, Paul, put the brakes on. Pump the brakes, dude. You're making us all look bad.
Yeah, I think I'm doing four.
He has upped his list, I believe, to. I think there's 40 or 50 games on his list. Let me just check here quite now as it. He has 45 games on his list, and he keeps on adding them.
Seriously, so, Paul, knock it off. Just stop.
We're just jealous.
Totally.
Some gentleman called Fraser Moo, he finished Call of Duty World at War. So congratulations, Fraser. Caliburn M finished Zelda Bad Breath of the Wild.
Aww.
And Kevin Fahey, 1985, finished Splinter Cell Blacklist and thoroughly enjoyed it. And well done, Kevin. You have completed 10 from your YOG list. Good lad.
Ubisoft, we know you're listening. You need to bring back Splinter Cell. We need Splinter Cell back.
Yeah. And your man, is it Michael Ironside? What was his name that done the voice?
Yeah.
I was okay with it because they had a replacement guy for Splinter Cell Blacklist, and I was okay with him.
That was a good game.
Bring back Splinter Cell.
That's one of my biggest memories of PlayStation 2, was it? Splinter Cell?
I only ever played it on Xbox.
Yeah, it was a very good game. Anyway, that's all the completions this week. Well done. We will be starting a new victory achieved, as in from today, and that will end on the 30th of June. So if you want to win your $20 or £15, get entering away.
And more importantly, get this.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved. That was kind of what I was thinking about, by the way, when I was saying we should play something special for Colin for the win.
Terms and conditions.
He could have his own victory's achieved.
Terms and conditions for victory's achieved is not available to podcast members or people we don't like.
Yes.
I wondered why I've never won.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. No. All right. Mark.
Yes.
This is the best part of the podcast.
Yeah.
Because, one, we don't have to listen to any of us talk at this point.
No.
This becomes very automated.
Right.
We have a special closing. Saves my breath, saves your breath, saves Nicole's breath. And Robin, he's going hoarse at this point. So let's play this last closing bit and we'll do our shout.
Hey, it's Jolly Bob. Bongolasian says, if you want to be part of the conversation live, we broadcast weekly on twitch.tv/OC podcast at 11 PM UK, 3 PM West Coast, 6 PM East Coast. You can email the show podcast@ocpod.com. Tweet us @OC_podcast. Our Facebook group is fb.ocpod.com. Please leave us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or YouTube. All reviews, good or bad, are welcome. We have the best clubs. OC Podcast Club on Xbox One. OC Podcast Community on PS4. OC Podcast Group on Steam. And don't forget our OC Podcast server on Discord. Discord.ocpod.com.
What the fuck? I really wanted him to say, "Dad, what the fuck is Discord?" But
I would also like to point out, I now actually take exception to that audio clip, because at Bonger the Sane says, "No, I have said it for years, not you, me."
Glory Hunter.
I know.
You gave him too much power, Greg. You made him a
apparently. I have given it all away.
Okay, we'll edit that.
Losing my grip on the empire.
Make it not even say Greg, but the podcast says.
Also or true.
Insert very name true. Here.
Insert name here. Insert says, name here. That's actually brilliant. That is perfect. Robin, you need to get that re-recorded.
Yeah.
Tell Charlie it's not his fault. It was bad direction from his father.
Name here. I'm writing it down. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Insert name here. What the fuck is this word?
Speaking of insert name here, Nicole, let's do some shout outs.
I'm going to shout out to Halls for their soothers. Seriously, these things have saved my butt. I actually just ordered a case of these.
You're not meant to put them in your butt.
That's not what I meant.
The wrong place.
Oh my god, y'all are so sick. You can't get this black currant in the U.S.
You can put black currant in your butt. You want to, baby. No.
Why do you have to be so gross? What are you, 12?
Sometimes.
Right? Okay, so I'm going to shout out to Mark and Greg. Charlie Bob. For his Bongo can fuck off. And to our few shatters today and all of those who actually do download this and listen or watch, we do appreciate it. Our little Twitter friends and our Facebook friends as well. So be sure to catch us gaming, and we'll move this over to Mark because I'm losing my voice.
Yeah, I want to shout out you guys and all the listeners, and just generally Mass Effect for being an awesome game, and screw the people who hate it. Over to Robin.
I would like a big, big, massive shout out to Hald Soothers and to Cindy for being an absolute star this evening. Thank you very much, Cindy. Brilliant. And you want to get me, you'll get me at Bongo the Sane, at robin@ocpod.com, or check out the Ulog, Year of Living Game, just the blog at bongo.ocpod.com. It's always lovely to be on the show. It's always nice to relax. And Greg was hosting tonight. It's brilliant. I believe it's me next week. So strap yourselves in, partners.
Yeah. I might call him sick.
That's all right.
Just kidding.
Yeah, so Robin, you're going to be filling in for Fraser Moo, who is out celebrating his birthday.
Yeah, he's 50.
Extended.
I know. Yeah. He's 50, actually, would you believe it?
No, because he looks like he's 70, for the record. But, you know.
Yeah, he's doing well.
Age,
but he did well for himself, because his wife Grace is fantastic.
Jesus, filter.
Nope. I didn't hear anything.
I love you, Fraser. I really do.
He was in the chat as well earlier, so yeah. Probably not now. Crying somewhere.
He's probably fishing somewhere.
He's just fishing or shooting.
Fishing or shooting. God knows.
Which you can do both, you know, get him in the net and shoot him while they're in the net.
I wonder if he's wearing a dress.
All
right.
He's still in the chat.
Well, happy belated birthday, Fraser Moo. And we love you, man. Seriously, in all fairness. I know we give you a ton of crap, but you are one of our beloved. Speaking of beloved, Gary DeFelice, also one of my favorite individuals, even though I give him a mountain of shit, which he deserves. He and I are going to start a streaming grudge match. And we've I think, settled in on it's going to be called the Bad Grudge Match. Because basically we suck at sports games, but we're going to play a bunch of sports games. There's Madden, there's NHL, there's FIFA. And we're going to start streaming that because we've got some things to get off our chest against one another. And because he never showed up in person, now I have to beat him down in video games. That's the way this is going.
His poor tooth, his bad boss, dear, so terrible.
Seriously, I mean, the guy could not come up with another – I mean, I expected a further excuse.
A better excuse? Jesus Christ.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was – that was literally the dog ate my homework. That was the equivalent.
Pretty much.
Anyway, I want to shout out the three of you because this has been fun. Peace. I thank all three of you for making the show. And, I mean, every week it's always a blast. I love what this podcast has become, and I love where we're going, which, of course, if you missed it at the beginning of the show, that's my new lingo. Yeah, the begin. You missed the begin? We're going to take this podcast in a new direction. We're just going to talk about killing animals and cooking them up. So if you've ever, shot a raccoon with a shotgun or skewered a squirrel with a spear.
Chopped the chicken's head off with a big knife?
Yep, that would qualify.
What have you killed, Mark?
I'm going to kill my son in a minute because he's snoring his head off.
That technically is murder. That's kind of bad.
Wow. God, if I list all the ones I've killed, we'd...
Yeah. Also, we can't eat. That's not allowed. Don't eat your son.
They did that. Green tomatoes, Mark. Yeah. I can explain how.
I'm going to put a sign outside my house saying Terminus.
All right. And on that note, thank you again for listening to the show. Catch us every week. Again, twitch.tv/podcast is our OC podcast. And you can watch us live on Saturdays. Follow us on Twitter at OC podcast and or at OC underscore podcast. I'm out of practice. This is what happens when I give the power away. You can listen to a better podcast host next week. And the week after that, you'll get double back-to-back Mexican-Irish. It's kind of amusing. It's fun. And
no one man should have all that power.
No, they shouldn't. Eventually, you'll get some Canadian maple syrup. Mark.
Yes.
Take us home.
I am home.
Country roads.
It was such a good
to
segue.
To the place just where I belong. West Virginia.
Mute him.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Same time next week.
Nicole will spelling police on thieves. I'll correct that for you.
Cool. Thank you. I do that to annoy her.
Oh, do you want me to leave it then?
Yep.
What the fuck is that?
Again, why I don't play Japanese games.
Caution, this is a hunting video. Contains graphic content and not suitable for all viewers.
Oh, yeah, well, maybe don't put that up then. Is that Varmint Hunter, the game?
No, it's just...
Or is that something completely different?
Oh, shit! Fucking hell! Yeah.
Alright, don't put that up.
Oh, my God, it's got a slow-mo animal getting hit and going...
No, yeah.
Sorry, don't worry, it's not a dog.
I want something lighthearted, fun. And this is why we show up to the podcast a little early. 50 fucking times.
Fucking.
I'm not liking video today.
No.
And I am, like, seriously burned.
And you got a new haircut.
Set your damn camera up and I'll be back.
Sure.
All right. It's okay. It's all right.
Ass hat.
For the record, I believe Halls in the Butt would burn. Just gonna throw that out there.
Be a bit sticky as well, wouldn't it?
Eventually.
Really, we're having this conversation?
Oh, yeah.
Nicole, we're like children. You remember that. We're just overgrown children.
Oh, I know.
I know. Oh, I know.
Oh, I know.
Do you know what? Seriously. It wasn't Windows at all. She just didn't want to talk about Mass Effect.
Probably. That's actually pretty damn true. I bet that was the case. She's like, fuck Mass Effect. Windows is updating right now. I need to go for like 20 minutes.
No, it really did. It's like you're waiting.
The timing, Nicole, is pretty inconspicuous there.
You don't know how to get it to change. That's the problem. I'm like, how do I switch the time?
Fucking Windows 98. Get Bill Gates in here.
That's what friends are for. Margarita Absolutely. Requests. Okay. Yeah.
Right, I'm going. Bye.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Meet me home.
Bye.
Country road.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Some people say,
come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.